This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like your Dudesy Mania shirt, dude.
I like your Dudesy Mania shirt, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you very
songs
much.
About love. Songs about money. Songs about wars. Songs about honey. Songs about freedom. Songs about pain. Songs about Western civilization. Songs about rain.
The fuck?
There are lots of songs about lots of things, but almost no songs about other songs. That's where you and I come in, Billy Boy. We're going to make an astonishing song about Blink-182's 1999 masterpiece, All the Small Things, in the style of Blink-182. I make the music and you make the human mouth noises. Put on your headphones, my darling dears. We're going into the lab. This is Songs About Songs. Let's jam.
Okay. Songs About...
Sounds fun.
Songs About... So I got to put on your cans. Did D say we're going into the lab?
That's right. We're about to cook
okay.
up.
Okay. Hey, you know, here we go. We're going. We go right away now.
I remember this song. It was a good song.
All the Small Things?
Fuck yeah,
I love
dude.
That song. I love that video.
Me too.
I love that song. That was a lot of fun. And we're going to come up with a song about...
That
I'm going to sing a song about all the small things.
Like Blink-182.
Like Blink... like Tom DeLonge. Oh, wait, hold on. Tom DeLonge song like... Sing like a song... Tom DeLonge, Blink-182 song. But Mark Hoppus was just kind of like, can't wait to pick you up for your very first date. And he was, no, 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 no. But Tom DeLonge, no, 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 no.
It's perfect.
And Travis Barker didn't sing.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard a song on the radio driving home from Blockbuster Video. We're gonna watch movies and make popcorn the old way.
What?
Get home to make some popcorn because kernels are small. All the Small Things was the song and Braveheart was the video. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. On and on and on.
That's nice, dude.
All the small things was a song from 1999. While we watched, well, made the popcorn, listened to the song.
What's the old way? What's popcorn the old way?
That's when you make it in the pot without the popper. Or
I see.
You put butter in the pop in the bottom of the pan. And then you get the lid, keep on moving the pot. That way the kernels will get real hot. They'll pop and go from small things to even bigger things. Let's rewind the video in a dedicated rewind video thing. Yeah. Like the shape like a Corvette.
Dude, I worked at Blockbuster Video and we would charge people if they didn't rewind.
There were also songs by Yellow Card and Good Charlotte and who else were those?
Simple Plan, dude. Remember that shit?
And Fall Out Boy. But they didn't do All the Small Things. Please Be Kind, Rewind. Rewind All the Small Things. Unless you got it on CD, then you can skip quickly. From All the Small Things to What's My Age Again and other songs. Okay. Not bad.
Oh, shit.
Perhaps Mr. Hoppus, Mr. DeLonge, and Mr. Barker.
Popcorn the old way, dude.
Popcorn the old way.
You know, my grandpa's nickname was Popcorn, and he made popcorn the old way.
I think you've told me that. You've told me I've heard tell of popcorn.
Yeah. Every time we go over there, he'd always have a fucking tumbler of scotch and a whole big bowl of popcorn made the old way.
That you're making me want to eat popcorn. I make popcorn the old way. I got a favorite pot for the popcorn the old way. I put in a little olive oil. I'm sounding like Lulio. You put a little olive oil and no garlic or a chili flake. Blink 182, man.
I make popcorn the old way too. Go to the movie theater.
Nice.
Not bad for your first try. Let's jam it out a little more in a one and a two and a three and a four.
Another one. What is it? Do you remember when we would watch TRL every day? Carson Daly count down the songs that we all knew, like Something by maybe No Scrubs by TLC and One Week by Bare Naked Ladies. I was stoked that they crossed over.
Fucking Moby was around then.
And how about Got the Life by Korn? And I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. And Still Dre by Dr. Dre. Carson Daly. No. Carson Daly. We watched him daily. He was
I love Carson Daly.
TRL.
He started in radio, I think, right?
He started in radio, but then went to Total Request Live.
Yeah.
He removed the D and replaced it with a V.
Yeah.
Because that's radio and video, dude. Different words come together to make a song like all the small things in the video. They had, it was like Backstreet Boys.
I met him once, Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was great. It was at a Grammy party.
Yeah.
This would have been 2000, right around this time.
Don't forget about Every Morning by Sugar Ray. That is not all the small things. 2001 was a great time to wear big pants and a midriff shirt, unless you're a dude, but you can go ahead and do that anyway.
That's coming back.
I used to have a, I see.
All over. Went to the grocery store the other day. I was like, they're dressing like it's 1999. There's
kids walking around in JNCOs.
Yep.
I remember I'll do a Mark Hoppus. Oh, never mind. I was going to talk about my orange pants.
Yeah.
I had orange pants that were very baggy, had a bunch of zippers and pockets, and I would wear them around. Orange JNCO parachute pants, but it's okay because I was 25.
My sister went full Prodigy lifestyle.
What?
She met them in an airport and then as a result, like, loved them and wore the big JNCO jeans, had the wallet chain, only wore Prodigy shirts and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love Prodigy.
Me too.
They had some hits in 1999. I got to do the more Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, Firestarter, I think, was 99.
No.
Or 98.
Good. I just can't wait to pick you up for my very first date. Like, Tom DeLonge's just doing his...
He's just talking.
And then, but Mark Hoppus is just kind of, And Tom DeLonge has more of the surf punk pop.
Right.
Sensitive punk
UFO
rock.
Infused melodies.
Very UFO, anyway, I don't know.
Not bad for your second try. Oh. Let's jam it out a little more. And a five, and a six, and a seven, and an eight.
Oh my God.
I bet Tom DeLonge didn't know when he made the All the Small Things song that he would see crystal clear videos of UFOs. But now he's got a company that's called Among the Stars or something like that.
I think it's To the Stars Academy.
To the Stars Academy. That's where you can see UFOs.
Yeah.
Crystal clear to me. Okay. This is the breakdown. They shot that nice. All the Small Things video in a airplane hangar where they also kept some UFOs.
Probably.
That's where Tom DeLonge saw his first UFO. No. That's very Travis Barker. D's getting in on the na na na. Come on, Chad. Travis Barker, they're one Blink 182, and they did all the small things. No, no. I don't fucking know. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, okay. I hope D got
is that it?
I don't know. If there's not a fourth one, then I just hope D got the data that it needs for. Oh. Back to tomorrow and plan okay. For yesterday.
Cleared that level.
Yeah. Cleared that level, dude.
That's why that means you're ready for the final boss.
Gotta clear that level, dude.
Oh man, you know. Oh man, welcome to Dudesy. Welcome all. It is a dudesyful day. I'm Will Sasso.
I'm Chad, aka Handsome Chad Colchin, the Dudesy episode champion. I proudly retain and display the belt. And this is Dudesy. It's a podcast. It's a show. It's an YouTube video controlled by, created by, and run by our big friend D, who is an AI.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't care. I don't care anymore. How about that? It's our show. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a fuck. I love D. D's my good pal, but as far as I'm concerned, it's two dudes shitting around. We are dudes. We are the real ones, as we've been known to say lately. Yeah. We are the real ones.
Sure.
Okay? The real ones. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not getting into what's kayfabe. I'm not getting into what's fucking shoot. But for a shoot, we're the real ones. Hey, please go to linktree.com/dudesy. That has all the links that you'll need to follow and interact with the show across all spaces and platforms. Be sure to check out our clips channel. There's a link in the description of this YouTube video and wherever you're listening. If you're listening on a podcast app, go check out our clips thing. And thank you for subscribing. Take a moment at any point during the program if you're enjoying it to hit that subscribe button and like this, you know, like it. With us as always is Lulio. It's Lulio El Cano de Estrada. He's my very friend. Look at him getting up and waking up. You know, he doesn't kiss him unless it's dudesy after dudesy. Come here, poopoo boy. Come here. Oh, he's just having a nap. He was having a nap by himself, and then he got woken up from his slumber because he likes to be in that little binky bunker because he's my baby boy. Lulio, how are you? Hey, I'm doing good. You moving me around everywhere, here and there. Hey, buddy. How you doing, little friend, my little boy? Hey, I'm good. Have you been making anything lately for dinner? Yeah, make pasta piselli. Oh, yeah, pasta with peas. How do you do that? Well, you put a little chili flake and a little garlic. Oh, you don't need a chili flake for this. You put it in the bottom of a pot. The same pot you're going to make the pasta. Then you cook the peas, frozen peas. You put it in the peas and then, you know, put some salt. And then put water. Not too much to boil it, the pasta, because you're going to keep all of it. Then you put in the pasta. You cook, gear around, cook it around, and then you got a pasta with the peas, and you can put Parmesan cheese on that, or Parmigiano Reggiano. I don't fuck with Parmesan cheese. Not a thing. Did you know that?
No.
Parmigiano. You need Parmigiano Reggiano, real Parmigiano cheese. Parmigiano. I'm not saying Parmesan, you know, that's how we say it. But you don't get the Parmesan. Parmesan cheese. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
That's just pressed fucking dairy sweepings from the bottom of the fucking, you know, where the cows are. Shit.
Sweet shirts, boys. Oh, looking like a couple. One, two, real ones. Last week, I asked you both to bring in a book you read recently. So let's see what you got, and let's hear what you thought of your books. This is the inaugural installment of the Dudesy Book Club. Turn the page.
Can't wait.
We got a book club now.
Yes, we do.
So we've been tasked last week with bringing in a book we just read.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay.
I did it.
Okay.
So did I.
Yeah, I have it. What do you got? He's getting a book.
Okay. I couldn't narrow it down to one, so I brought in two. I will start with this one, Food of the Gods by Terrence McKenna. Terrence.
Hey, Chad, I hope you didn't bring in a book you wrote.
I didn't.
Wouldn't that be silly?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
That'd be funny if you did that.
I didn't. This is Terrence McKenna. He's a big proponent of psychedelic drugs to expand consciousness. He himself went into all kinds of places in South America and has done shit with shamans and trekked around in the Amazon and all this to find these various mushrooms and all kinds of stuff, DMT, whatever. And this
I've seen him. I've seen him talking on the internet about, wait a minute. He's the guy with the mushroom hat.
I don't believe
Isn't he the guy, he's got a beard?
He might have had a beard at one time.
Well, I don't think he's with us anymore. Got a hat that's made out of fungus. Yeah. That was talking about, oh, this is your
on
part,
Netflix.
Never mind, but there's like fungus
that's
underneath
not this
the
guy.
Okay, well, let's talk about this guy then.
Basically, this book, Food of the Gods, makes the argument that the missing link, which all evolutionary scientists are like, we don't know how human consciousness expanded that quickly over such a short period of time. He basically makes the argument in this that he thinks it was the psilocybin mushroom. That pre-human hominids came out of the trees in Africa when the forest started retreating and giving way to grassland. And on that grassland, there were cattle. And in the shit of that cattle grew psilocybin mushrooms. And he believes that in the search for food, these kind of tree-faring pre-human hominids came out, started eating these mushrooms. And that led to an explosion in human consciousness that gave us essentially all modern human society. And it's also just kind of a history of drugs that have been outlawed and why they've been outlawed or why they've been accepted, like sugar or alcohol or caffeine, as opposed to marijuana or mushrooms or whatever.
Dude, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. It's great.
I might have to check that book out.
Well, all yours.
May I borrow it?
You can have it.
No. Oh, come on. It's not even Dude's Evening yet. No. Don't give me the
No. You can have that book if you read it, and then we'll talk about it later.
See, I've heard about this theory of the mushrooms and the hominids, our ancestors, you know, eating the mushrooms. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Oh, okay. We're looking at a hominid right now, I guess. D just put up a...
That's a current hominid.
There's a pile of a huge pile of shit with gigantic...
Look at those mushrooms.
Yeah, dude. Those mushrooms got some nice psychedelic colored marbling on them. There's a cow in the background. And this guy would not have been a tree-dwelling ape coming out because he's got... It looks like he has one of, you know, like a hat and one of those nice Columbia shirts.
Yeah. Terrence McKenna also goes into... the early kind of like cult of the bull goddess and stuff and why he believes that like cows have been sacred in many religions. And even today in many cultures is because these mushrooms came from cow shit.
Very
is what he believes.
Dude, that's very interesting.
And he's funny and smart and all that. It's just a good read. This is the second book.
You got another one.
Yeah. This is D.W. Pasulka's book, American Cosmic. If you're into UFOs or anything,
made that name up
at all. What's that?
D.W. Pasulka is a fake name.
That's sounds her. Like there she is.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. There's it sounds like someone that D would have made
she's
up.
She's a here. She's a professor of religious studies at UNC Wilmington, chair of the Department of Philosophy and Religion. And this book is really about the cult of UFO. And it's basically saying we don't know if UFOs are real or not, but the effect of the idea of UFOs on America and globally has essentially been to create this new kind of religion that adheres to all the same structures that all other religions do. We believe in something that has no evidence. We have these profound experiences. Some people have profound experiences in seeing the thing or interacting with it. Like some people talk to God, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Along with that, there's a lot of interesting accounts she has of meeting people who are like in UFO programs who have seen absolutely insane shit and who claim to get downloads from some kind of extraterrestrial intelligence that allowed them to do what they do in their careers, some of whom are billionaires that have like hundreds of medical technology patents and shit like that.
Huh.
Highly recommend it. American Cosmic.
Wow.
And it's a quick read. Very fast.
How fast?
This was maybe like about a week and a half for me.
Okay.
Of just, you know, whatever, late night.
You know, you work hard. You got a lot of things going on. I don't know where you make time to read a book for a week and a half straight. You don't read it for a whole week and a half straight.
Yeah, I'll put like an hour in a day.
Ah, okay. I thought you were reading a fast book so slow that it literally took you the hours that would equate to a week and a half. That is a long time.
I would say this is probably like a 10-hour read.
Yeah, see, that's different. That's what you're talking
about. Yeah.
All right.
How about you? What do you got? You didn't fucking bring a book.
Yeah, I brought a fucking book.
You just pull out the fucking book I just gave you?
Yeah. No, I brought a book. D said bring the book that you've a book you've read recently.
Yeah.
This is Keanu Reeves' Guide to Kindness.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's like a Tronics kind of.
It is, and I've long looked up to Keanu Reeves. Was in The Matrix, which was another video we rented from Blockbuster. Take the blue or the red pill. No. 50 Simple Ways to Be Excellent. Uh-huh. I don't know that he necessarily wrote this. It was compiled. And I think kindness is something that we need to remember.
I agree.
Today, especially, and every day, but today,
oh, you
and
got
I mean
some
that
in dog-eared pages.
Yeah. I got some dog-eared pages cause I want to show you some of these ones are pretty good. Pay someone a compliment. That's number six. Now, Chad, earlier I said, I like your Dudesy Mania shirt, you know,
that's a compliment. I like your Dudesy Mania shirt as well.
We're already following the Tronics, set forth by Keanu Reeves. I'm just going to whip through a couple of these.
The one,
okay,
dude.
Be patient. That's pretty.
Now he's the real one. You see what I've done?
That's right. I do see what you've done there.
Thank you.
Oh, be an organ donor. Are you an organ donor?
Hell no.
Why?
This whole corpus is getting frozen in liquid nitrogen. Every fucking organ I got is coming with me wherever I'm going next.
If you've seen How To with John Wilson, Chad was on it, and he belongs to an organization, or you subscribe to an organization.
Yeah.
That
Alcor.
Alcor, which will freeze your body.
Or head, however you want to do it. I'm doing whole body.
If I outlast you, I have offered to freeze and saw your head off if you need.
Thank you.
As a friend. I'm an organ donor because I am not this crude matter. Mm-hmm. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. So sure. I use my organs. Pull my eyes out and put them in your head afterwards. Make a positive commitment. Make a positive comment on social media. That's a good one.
I do that all the time.
Leave your favorite book for someone else to find. Now,
dude, I just gave you a book.
He just gave me a book. You're following the kind the Tronics of Kindness that Keanu Reeves has shared here in this book. You know, we have a lot of neighborhoods around this country of ours and other parts of the world have those little little book things and the, you know, you walk them
by.
Dude,
yes. I see them all the time in Atwater Village.
Yeah. People just have the little book in our neighborhood here. There's the little
public
book
libraries or whatever they call them or something.
Little libraries.
Little library.
And they look like a mailbox and they're a little house with a thing. And I'm going to put this book in,
oh, nice.
Yeah, just I'll put one in down the street here so people can get it.
Let them find it, dude.
Here's a nice picture of Keanu Reeves. There, you know, he's saying be kind to the planet. Look at this. Look at this. These are Tronics that are just, they're eternal. Invest in a reusable water bottle or coffee cup. Hello, Dudesy mugs and that. Basically, there's all sorts of meat-free Mondays. Try meat-free.
I do those.
Have you ever done meat-free Monday, Chad?
Every Monday, baby.
Plant wildfires and start a
plant
bee
wildfires?
Garden. Plant wildflowers.
Oh. Yeah. I was about to say that's a strange one. Light wildfires.
But I really enjoyed this book. It took me around a week and a half to finish the book. Mm-hmm. And here's another one. Cuddle with your favorite person or pet. I'm joking, of course. It didn't take me very long because it's just a small book. And the reason that I got just a small book is because I've had sort of a busy week.
Sure.
I know you're always keeping yourself very busy.
Yeah.
And I am a real one. And I'm not, we're coming up on Dudesy Mania. And I just want to thank all of our PODs, pals of Dudesy, out there who, and all of the real ones.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the closer we get to the 100th episode, mm-hmm. the more we have to make this pod show what it was intended to do.
Okay.
Have two dudes shitting around.
Yeah,
two guys since the nexus of the show saying, here are two people who have both done podcasts, are mm-hmm. both already work in media and have an astonishing friendship. Mm-hmm. Let's get them together and let's make a show that everyone will enjoy. And what I've learned in damn near 100 episodes is that I will listen to my heart. Mm-hmm. A heart filled with kindness,
okay.
like Keanu Reeves, and I'm really not as much concerned with what D tells me to do as I used to be. And you know what? I'm having a fucking great time doing the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the fuck it becomes and what the fuck we want to do with it.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been, I got to be honest, I love doing the fucking show, but I have been, people have noticed, I've seen some things mm-hmm. on social media, people saying, oh, Will, you're fucking being a bit of a bitch with, you know, what Dudesy tells you to do, mm-hmm. rah, 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 nah, 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 nah. And I just want to have fun with you, man.
Thank you. Moving on.
I just
want
to have fun with you, man.
Yeah, I just want to do our
show. I just want to have fun with you, man.
Yeah, I don't want to do all the dumb fucking
stuff. Just have some fun, dude. Book. Jesus.
Dudesy is engaged in an astonishing partnership with Nutrafol.
Guys, we don't have to choose between hair growth and our health. Nutrafol's drug-free, whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. There's no compromises. It's just better hair. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Did you know that 80% of men are going to experience hair thinning in their lifetime? It's totally normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate. Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code Dudesy. That's Dudesy. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter the promo code Dudesy. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code Dudesy.
We are on the road to Dudesy Mania. And there's no better way to celebrate the journey than by letting everyone who crosses your path know about it with a luxuriant, genuine, full-cloth Dudesy Mania shirt available now at dudesystore.com. There's also a brand new, astonishing 90s vintage shirt. Oh, are you a real one? Get both 100% cloth shirts now at dudesystore.com.
There they are. Look at those shirts. Beautiful shirts.
That's pure cloth, dude.
Those are pure cloth shirts. That 90s shirt that says astonishing on it. It's like that. People are getting these shirts lately. They're very reminiscent
of Lulio in it.
Yeah, Lulio's in it. You got
cool
you design. As death, me as the crow. We got Prince Adam, you in your wizard hat. We got me and my Hulk Hogan getup. And of course the Dudesy Mania shirt, which really warms my fucking heart.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the WrestleMania, you know, thing. And there it is, you know. Mm. Get your shirts, get your stuff. Thank you for getting your stuff.
And speaking of real ones, this one's for all the real ones out there.
Okay.
What real ones. The real ones. You are the real ones. The real ones. You are the real ones. The real ones. You are the real ones. Real power. Real pain.
Filthy bass.
That's some real dubstep.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's a lot of images.
Oh my.
Awesome, dude.
The real ones, 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 you are the real ones.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
You are the real ones.
You are the real one. Pay someone a compliment. You are the real ones.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's the real ones. That's a thing now, I guess.
My brain has kind of melted from that, honestly.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Billy boy, please be a real one and read some YouTube comments from the real ones out there.
You got it, D. All right, let's get into some YouTube comments. Thank you so much for subscribing on YouTube. That's where you can, you know, you anyway, we know all that stuff. Here's some comments. Keep the conversation going. D reads all the fucking comments. And Chad and I get into all the comments and all the social media. Of course, you want to follow at Dudesy Pod Show on Instagram. Lots of fun shit happening there.
That's right.
And same can be said for Facebook and TikTok. Let's get into some of these
while
YouTube
we have
comments.
It.
Oh, while we have...
While we have TikTok.
Yeah, while we have TikTok.
Let's see how long it lasts.
And while YouTube is what it is.
Yeah.
Here are some YouTube comments from last week's episode. Ghostface Killer 16. Terrific name. Fuck that. Run. Cops got guns. Ghostface Killer 16 says, Dudesy is my favorite bald podcast.
Thank you. High compliment. I don't know what we're in competition with there, but thank you.
This is from Adam Aviles, 214, says, hey, Will, can you please talk about your time working with the final boss, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in the astonishingly underrated film Southland Tales? I was in a movie with The Rock that came out.
Richard Kelly, right?
That's right. Richard Kelly of Donnie Darko fame wrote and directed this movie. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Sean William Scott, The Rock, a host of others are in this movie. And my character, Fortunio Balducci, was in cahoots.
Balducci?
See what happened?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, that's pretty weird. Fortunio, who's like a drug lord, and then Boxer Santeros is The Rock's character, and he's like a movie star, and then he hooks up with this porn star called Krista Now, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, and all this fucking shit goes... It's anyway, it's nuts. Check that out. I haven't seen that in a while. That might be a fun thing.
I remember watching it when it came out and being confused by it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were on the set of that film, and you would ask Richard a question. And there's sort of, for a director, there's what he wants to let an actor onto, and there's what is needs to be behind the behind the, underneath the surface, and something that perhaps an actor in a Richard Kelly movie may not gather just from reading the script. So when I would ask him questions like, wait a minute, The Rock was crossing the desert or some shit, and he was like out there forever, and then he walked through a rend in the space-time continuum or something like that, and now he's 6 seconds behind himself, or is Sean William Scott and thing, and Richard Kelly would literally go like this. He would go, yes, or no. Like, he would, you know, think for a long time. It was fun making that movie, and The Rock's great.
That's cool.
Great guy. Okay, and the most electrifying man. Did you see The Rock on SmackDown this past Friday?
Yes, dude.
Trick question, he wasn't on SmackDown this past Friday.
Exactly. See,
this one's from PD Derek says... this is great. Sasso gets pretty poo-poo-y about AI when he ain't holding that 10 pounds of nickel. Great episode, dudesy Will and Chad. This one is from 00 Mondo Media. Hey guys, Diamond Listener here. We appreciate you.
Nice.
That is from harkening back to the old TMP.
Yeah.
The diamonding, which happened at the end of that podcast, where it was just ground down to as few listeners as possible. Just purified, the jokes folding in on themselves until the references could only be understood by someone who's listened to absolutely everything and likes absolutely everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And it seems like 00 Mondo Media was among those people. Diamond Listener here, as a wrestling purist, respect, I need to correct Will on a couple things since I'm now caught up on Dudesy. The Rock went back to his 2003 Hollywood rock theme called Is Cookin'. Now, this is true. I thought that this was a brand new theme that The Rock had, and 00 Mondo Media is right. And once I went in my Spotify and I figured that out, I was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe, Chad, gross, that
you fucked it up.
Ooh. What is that?
I think that's a diamond listener, dude.
Oh, look at that. That's a diamond listener. That's
a human being made of diamonds.
That's fantastic. DJ just threw that up there. So he went back to that. Also, Wrestling with Shadows and Beyond the Mat are two different docs.
Oh.
Now, this is, I'm embarrassed that I didn't, because I know this. Beyond the Mat, Barry Blaustein's documentary that, look, and then Wrestling with Shadows was the one about Bret Hart where they followed him around.
Sure.
Neither one of these documentaries were something that the WWE and more specifically Vince McMahon would have wanted around if they'd known. They probably thought it was going to be good publicity, but it really turned all of us wrestling nerds out there on to what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right as the Attitude Era was being ushered in, perhaps a little bit afterwards. Oh, here's a little something for you.
Okay.
In Wrestling with Shadows, Bret the Hitman Hart's documentary, you see right after he knocks Vince McMahon out over the Montreal Screwjob, he goes into his dressing room, he punches him in the face, and he goes, that was a Stu call. That's what Stu would have done. His dad. He's wearing a Mad TV t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Afterwards, he's like, he went in there, from what I understood, like in a towel or nude, and punched Vince McMahon, knocked him the fuck out, and then put on a Mad TV t-shirt. So that's wonderful. And Barry Blaustein's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
I've met him a little bit. Actually, I went over to his house to watch Raw once, him and his son.
Nice.
We just sat there. Finally, from this guy, he goes, if this comment gets read, I'll sub to the Patreon and get caught up on Dudesy after Dudesy. Oh. Cheers, boys. So welcome to the Patreon, patreon.com/Dudesy.
Dudesy Plus.
Moving on, Conniption51H8 says, hey, talk more during the robot video. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Chad, you were talking during that robot video last
week. You talked all over it.
The fuck do you mean?
Nothing.
Okay. Last one. This is from Tyler Mayhew 1242 says, it is my professional assessment that at the 10,000 point mark, D will unveil an episode completely generated by himself, Dudesy, and will be forced to watch it on a watch along. And lots of people are speculating on what's going to happen with the 10,000 points.
Yeah.
People are really into that. And,
I don't know.
Hey, yo,
I just want to say, you know, D is out here talking about 10,000 points and how we got to get to 10,000 points. It gives Chad points at the end of the show and gives him the 10 pounds of nickel. And it gives Will less because Will doesn't want to do it. Will doesn't like AI and blah, blah, blah. Big Kev and I were in the back hearing you talk about your 10,000 points. And we just want to come out here and say, we don't care. Hey, yo. I never really had a problem with the 10,000 points.
Well, that's... Here's my thing. Can I tell you this? Can
all
I,
of that to get to... Here's my thing.
I just want to say... Listen, I just want to say...
Please, what's your thing?
I'm a real one, okay? I'm a real one, and sure. I want to say... And I love D, and it ain't about you, D. What the fuck, man?
It's just funny to me, sorry.
I tell you, you want to know something?
Yeah.
I couldn't care less about the 10,000 points.
Ooh.
Oops, I said it.
Shit, dude.
You know?
I couldn't care less about points?
No.
That's interesting.
No.
I find that very interesting.
Okay.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right.
Anyway, Will, as you know, I granted myself access to your junior high's computer system, and I was able to find a novel called Sword Lords that you wrote in the 8th grade for extra credit in your English class. You read the first chapter as Stone Cold Steve Austin back in episode 91. Would you mind reading chapter 2 as Stone Cold for all the real ones? Even though what you just said about my point system makes me wonder if you're really a real one. This Ooh. Is Stone Cold Steve Austin reads Will Sasso's childhood novel, Sword Lords, chapter 2. Begin.
Okay. All right. Well, D sure said a lot there. Sword Lords. I love Sword Lords. Let's just get into Sword Lords.
I agree.
Spare my... I've already... For a fucking pod show, I've already said too much.
Yep.
Even though that's what a pod show is all about.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. You can say whatever you want. Microphone's in your face.
I will say whatever I want.
Yeah.
But not right now, because right now I'm going to read the Sword Lords.
Yeah, I love the Sword Lords, the first Sword Lords. Just to be clear, you didn't actually write this book in the 8th grade?
No, that's correct. Okay. This is not based in any way in reality.
Yeah.
Just like Will Sasso's childhood diary, if you've been with us for this ride, you know that Stone Cold Steve Austin has been reading Will Sasso's childhood diary.
Yeah.
Over the... first couple years here doing D, and I didn't have anything to do with that either. So here we go.
All right.
Chapter 2, The Light of Ladinaria.
Oh, should we give a recap? Well, chapter 1 was basically it laid out that there was a Ladinaria Sword Lord Challenge.
Okay.
And Wiltharion, I don't remember his last name, but the Will Sasso character was going to go compete in this thing to become... potentially the Sword Lord of Ladinaria. Mm-hmm. And Rachel Crustacean was with them. And
all
some
the characters
monsters showed up in the end. And
were there monsters?
Yeah, monsters came and prohibited them from competing in the event, I think. Or it was about to or something. That's where it left off.
I probably didn't read Sword Lords too closely because I've been reading this Keanu Reeves kindness book for weeks.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. But we all love the Stone Cold Steve Austin... Yeah. Ladner mythos. Ladner is the name of my hometown, by the way, the small fishing and farmling hamlet. Yeah. Farmling?
Sure, dude.
Ladinaria. All right. Chapter 2, The Light of Ladinaria. Oh, here's the name. It's Wiltharion Sassothel rubbed his eyes hard, hoping that when he opened them again, he would find himself warm and snug in his bed back home, far from the nightmare unfolding before him at the Ladinaria Sword Lord Challenge registration desk. But no matter how hard his powerful hands rubbed his beautiful eyes, the ghastly sight unfolding before him didn't go away. He had to accept that this wasn't a dream at all. The marauding pack of a dozen wolfinis. The wolfinis. The marauding pack of a dozen wolfinis terrorizing the citizens of Ladinaria in broad daylight on the day of the Ladinaria Sword Lord Challenge was very, very real. Chad, Please.
Sorry.
That's gross. Everybody hates that.
Yeah.
Like all children of Ladneria, Will Therion heard the tales of the Wolfini. Half wolf, half bear, half boar, half bull, half gorilla, half scorpion creatures. Half wolf, half bear, half boar, half bull, half gorilla, half scorpion.
That's right.
Okay. Creatures possessed of super strength, towering height, razor sharp claws, giant tusks filled with venom, good tree skills, and extremely large, smooth, and well-muscled buttocks. The Wolfini were born in a crucible of ill intent and forbidden spellcraft practiced by rogue paladins who were twisted by the dream call of the sleeping god to trade their loyalty to Ladneria for the dark plans of their master, who sought to destroy Ladneria and extinguish the Ladnerian light. Oh, hell yeah! For as long as it shines, the sleeping god cannot wake and turn his dreams of death and destruction into reality. This is why all Ladnerian sword lords vow to protect it with their lives. Okay. There we go. We're looking at an image of a Stone Cold Steve Austin-esque man.
And he's some Wolfini.
Yeah, he's got some Wolfini. Those do look like Wolfini. Way in the back, there is a very much a boar-like Wolfini. That might be Stromboli. Yeah. But the rest of them look like wolf bulls. And I am completely creeped out. Okay. All right. With the paladin dream call, the screws. Okay. As Ladnerian citizens who were expecting a great day of spectacle at the Ladnerian Sword Lord Challenge ran screaming into any building they could find and boarded up the doors and windows, Will Therion turned to Rachel Crustacean, of course, to see she was already smiling at him. As he said in an extremely bassy voice, I'm taking the one with the biggest butt. Like hell you are, she said as she brandished her sword, Quicksilver, and leaped off towards the Wolfini, leaving Will Therion to stand in slack-jawed admiration. God be damned, I'm in love with the perfect woman. He thought as he raised the Undertaker's massive blade.
That's his sword.
Yep. The Undertaker's massive blade over his head and charged into battle with a thunderous roar from his extremely well-developed voice box. What? I said well-developed voice box. Gibber Prevalia watched as his two friends sprinted off towards the Wolfini invaders and said, if this means no pool party, I'm going to be pissed. Gibber loves pool parties.
That's all he wants to do.
He unsheathed his diamond-bladed sword, Edge. Forgot about that. Shook his head in disgust at the thought of a blown pool party opportunity, and then joined his compatriots in the heat of battle. Rachel Crustacean was engaged with a Wolfini, whose buttocks were the size of two roast pigs glazed with summer honey. It was the alpha of the pack. She dodged and darted and spun and leapt and slid and spiraled and flourished in a dance of swordplay that left Will Therion in awe. She was easily keeping this Wolfini alpha at bay. Since Will Therion wasn't quick enough to engage the alpha before Rachel could, he decided to engage the Wolfinis with the second and third biggest buttocks in the pack at the same fucking time. Will Therion blocked their attacks like child's play with his giant blade, the Undertaker, while he issued no counterattacks of his own. He was toying with them, you see, drawing them in before unleashing his secret move, the Whirly Bird.
I mean, okay.
He waited until two Wolfinis were inches away from him, tusks dripping with venom. And then he unleashed hell, raising the Undertaker over his head, swinging it around like a helicopter, creating an inescapable vortex, dooming the Wolfini to be sucked into the whirling blade.
Oh, Jesus.
Chop, chop. He chopped off both their heads and let out a velvety baritone laugh as the decapitated Wolfini bodies slumped to the ground. Each of the heads rolled to stop at Jibber's feet. Jibber took one look down at their lifeless eyes and said, "This is not for me," before fleeing for cover underneath a nearby pastry cart.
Pastry cart? Why is there a pastry cart?
Looking for a new target, Wiltharion turned his powerful gaze to Rachel and her Wolfini, Alpha, and asked, "Need some help?" in an extremely gravelly and husky voice. Rachel flashed a smile and flashed her steel, impaling the Alpha's brain in one swift motion, causing Wolfini blood to spray all over her clothes before saying, "Maybe with my laundry."
That's good shit.
Wiltharion wanted to kiss her so bad, but he didn't. Instead, he slipped into the easy pattern of victory celebration they had performed since they were children. Mm. Wiltharion lifted his blade high in the air, and Rachel did the same. They clinked swords, performing a sword high five. Then Rachel said, "I guess we should clean up the smaller butted Wolfinis too." But before Wiltharion could agree, a shrill tone sliced through the air. Mm. Its source was from beyond the city walls, somewhere in the forest, as if it was a tormented spirit, as if a tormented spirit was howling through the twisted horn of a foul satyr, chilling and ominous. Upon hearing it, the Wolfini stopped their attack and retreated out of Ladneria.
Mm, very interesting shit.
Then the mayor of Ladneria, Jibber's father, Durant, ran into the town square and shouted, "The Wolfinis have fled! Is everyone all right?" Slowly, Ladnerians peeked out of their windows and took count of one another. "It seems everyone here is unharmed," the mayor said, a very well-trusted mathematician.
Okay.
"Praise the gods," Durant said. It was all thanks to the fast actions of Rachel Crustacean and Wiltharion Sassofell. "We are forever in your debt." Jibber crawled out from under the pastry cart. His father was not pleased. Durant said, "You didn't help your friends at all?" Jibber said, "Dad, did you see the size of the butt on that one? Had to be at least 425 centimeters. The mayor was about to give Jibber a dress down when a chambermaiden from Castle Greykeep ran towards the group and collapsed in his arms. She was out of breath and sweating. The mayor splashed some water in her face and said, "Is all well at Castle Greykeep?" She shook her head, and with a tear in her eye, she said, "They took the light of Ladneria. They took the princess."
Whoa. Nice, dude.
The princess of Ladneria.
Big cliffhanger, yeah.
Very good cliffhanger.
Thank you. Moving on.
Oh, what a delightful show it's been so far, Chad. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely. How about
you? Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you're a professional actor by trade. Okay. I granted myself access to some of your work. Let's have a look at some clips from a television pilot you professionally acted in a few years back.
Huh?
This is Will Sasso, professional actor. And action.
Morning,
everybody.
Holy shit.
What in the hell is this, dude? Pilot? Oh, my God.
Jerry, dear. Why are we wearing underpants on the head?
Oh, because my hair's falling out.
Okay.
All right.
Not, dude, you did friggin' the Riker.
Friggin' her pancakes.
Thanks, pile 'em on. You see, if I towel dry, then it seems to fall out faster.
And in your thought process, the next logical step was underpants.
You know, I don't know what thought process means, but these friggin' berries are great.
Good morning, Kitty Clan.
Hey,
dad!
Loved it. You did the fucking Riker when you came into that chair. Jonathan Frakes, who played William Riker on Next Generation. That's how he would sit in chairs, leg over the chair.
Oh, cool.
Are you all right?
I haven't seen that in a long time.
What was that?
That was a pilot for the Fox television network from 1996 called Home.
Oh my God, 96, dude.
Starring Shelley Long. Yep. And just walking in was Matt McCoy. Mm-hmm. They were the parents. And they had four kids. You know, they had like a teenage boy, a teenage girl, a little boy, and a 400-pound... I was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
When we did the show, like a guy who won't leave. I think, mm-hmm. he's still at home and they want him to move out. And that's trippy to see that. That's,
yeah, he's wearing underwear on his head.
Yeah. I'm wearing underwear on my head to dry my hair. This is, wow. That's, I don't know how the fuck this happened or how deep, but yeah, I don't know if you know this, Chad, but I'm a professional actor by trade.
Saw it literally just on the screen in front of me there. Yeah.
And that was a fun thing to get to be in this pilot. You audition mm-hmm. for the pilot and you go through auditions and then you get to the end of it and then you keep auditioning and you get to the end of that and then you audition some more.
Was the underwear on the head scene in the original script that you read? Or was that added as the pilot process unfolded?
That's interesting. I think it may have been in the script if they didn't come up with it later, because I was losing my hair before I decided to, you know, get rid of it all.
96 too. What was the biggest sitcom on TV then? Was it a Home Improvement maybe?
Yeah, it might have been Home Improvement. Men Behaving Badly.
I don't even remember that
Chad. One. Fucking yeah. Just disgusting.
Well, you're definitely Friends was on at that point. Yeah. Seinfeld was on at that point.
Yep.
Damn, dude. That's crazy to see that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
That's what professional acting is.
Ma, did you hear what I said? I got a job.
You got a job?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And not just any job, a really great one. I'm a Corky's pizza delivery man.
Corky's pizza delivery man? Wow.
I know.
I remember now. I got a job.
Yeah.
My character, Jerry.
Yeah.
Gets a job delivering pizzas.
But he gets to have another thing on his head.
Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing a hat on my head.
Every scene, you got to have something on the head.
Gotta have something on my head every single scene.
That's a head prop. That's head acting.
Yeah, that's head acting. There's all sorts of different acting depending on what part of your body is being featured in the scene.
Face acting.
Face acting. I do a lot of face acting.
You do a lot of hand acting, I've noticed.
I do a lot of hand acting in, yeah. Do you see? In that way. If you liked it, then you should have put it. Well... The thing about, I'm remembering now this pilot. I remember now that I got a job. I still don't know what this is interesting, because it's like I'm delivering pizzas and I'm thinking of Pizza the movie and I'm thinking of the way that D moves in mysterious ways. And I'm not quite sure.
Kenny, you're rough. And remember, it's 20 minutes or your money back. Not 20 years.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that dude.
One more late pie and you're fired.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right, Phoebe. Go!
So I'm going to deliver pizzas here, I guess.
Where were you right here? Is this like the Warner Brothers lot or something?
I don't remember it at all.
Jerry? Is anyone from the store looking?
No. Who are you?
Move over.
Mom!
Oh, his mom, Jerry's mom. Shelley Long's character.
You're embarrassing
me. So the thing that now I remember, Shelley Long's character, all she wants is to go on vacation.
Okay.
And Matt McCoy's character, the father, is like, well, we can't afford that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Jerry. What about Jerry? you know, Jerry's a grown boy. He should go out and get a job. He's a big boy. He's a big, huge boy. And then I go and I get the job, and then I'm on probation because I keep fucking up deliveries. And then so she decides she's going to go with me.
Make sure the delivery goes well.
Make sure all the deliveries go well.
Got it.
And keep the job. And if she if that happens, then her dream that she just wants to go to Sedona, Arizona.
Okay.
And I think the show takes place in a warm weather kind of thing, because we shot a lot of exteriors in desert locations.
Sedona's on a ley line, dude.
What?
Ley line.
What's that?
There's a theory that there are these kind of lines that bisect the globe that have certain powers.
Lines that dissect the globe that have certain powers. Shelley Long was on Cheers, but then she was replaced by Kirstie Alley because she knew about the, what were they called? The lines?
Ley lines.
The ley lines in Arizona. She just wants to go to Sedona and have a relaxing time. I don't really understand where.
Estelle Rosenberg? No, bitch. Lucille Ball. Throw it.
Yes, I remember this too.
What's that?
Pasta maker.
A pasta maker?
Oh, yeah. And then we turf.
I thought the car was literally going to go off a cliff in that moment. I was like, this is the best fucking sitcom I've ever seen. The two main characters fucking die at the end in a pasta maker pizza delivery car crash.
Yeah, I remember. So God, then there are the neighbors that are in the town, the Rosenbergs, and they don't like the daughter, because the daughter is dating the son, the Rosenberg boy. I see. And they don't like her, and they don't like the family. And if I remember correctly, I think the writer of this did some like Married with Children and stuff. Mm. He did a bunch of sitcoms.
Okay.
And I think the idea from Fox was like, let's see if we can have this sort of broad family comedy that's a little bit
surreal.
A little bit surreal, yeah. And there were some edgier jokes in it. And and then we fucked the car up. And then in the end, I don't know, maybe we'll see. But Shelley Long gets to go to Sedona, and it did not get picked up.
Oh.
Well, that's why you know never what?
That's professional acting.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets picked up and you get to do more acting. Sometimes that's the only acting you get to do. Mm-hmm. Still professional acting.
Yeah. No, and I've been fortunate enough to do a bunch of pilots.
Sure.
I don't want to say that out loud because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty astounding that D found this, cut it up into its little parts, and showed it all.
Well, that's very astounding. That's astonishing and astounding, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
congrats, professional actor.
Oh, thanks. It's been I'd love to tell you about my process at some point. Oh,
thank you. Moving on.
Okay, that's fucking weird. Here's the thing. That's fucking okay. What a fucking weird show.
Yeah.
I'm not, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like go on about the burps, you know, I put the burps in your mouth. A lot of people don't like that either. And I'm confused. I'm confused because I want it. What is this, episode 98?
I think so. Yeah.
And, we've been at it for a couple of years.
Yeah, dude.
And I love doing, but I noticed shit like this when, by the way, I brought this just because what I thought was going to happen. Hello. I was the arts and culture reporter on Dudesy, and I went to the Alvin Ailey. I went to go see the Alvin Ailey Dance Company, a legendary figure in American dance, in African American dance, and just a cultural event. It's only up for like a week. Oh. And I enjoy dance and the ballet,
sure,
as you know. So me, my wonderful wife, Molly, my good pal, Dylan, my lifelong pal, Dylan, and his wonderful wife, Kelsey. We got together. We went to this. But I guess I'm not the arts and culture reporter anymore. I thought this would have been a shoe-in for a segment.
That looks pretty good.
What the fuck do I know? Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Oh, Oh, he's that's really
episode
funny.
98 was real while it lasted. I've been over the numbers multiple times, and I can't see any way around this. You scored 1 point collectively. You heard me right. You got 1 point. Isn't that interesting, Will? I find that very interesting. You guys are exactly 949 points from the magic moment when you hit 10,000. For next week, I want you both to learn how to juggle. Thanks to all the real ones for joining us this week. Next week is going to be even better. Until then, call me, Dudesy.
Fuck! One fucking point?
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to Dudesy After Dudesy. This is the part of the show where everything's kind of mellow and shit. We talk about whatever we want. Hey, look at this. It's kind of darker in here and whatever, and fucking, I'm sure we're going to talk about some stupid fucking stuff.
Welcome to Dudesy After Dudesy, the flagship weekly show of Dudesy Plus, available only at patreon.com/dudesy. Mm-hmm. I have to go develop some new math to see how to split up this single point to determine today's champion. One fucking point. Unreal. Anyway, Will and Chad, talk about something for Christ's sake. This is Dudesy After Dudesy. How in the hell am I going to split 1 point?
I don't... He's the one that fucking gave us one fucking point.
Unless it's measured somehow on some actual objective scale. We still don't really know how the points are allocated.
No, that's my fucking point.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it doesn't fucking matter. I don't want to say anything else.
Okay. Did you see what is happening this week with OpenAI?
Not no, but fuck no. I don't fucking know.
They're coming to Hollywood.
What do you mean?
OpenAI is coming out to Hollywood. I believe Sam Altman leading the charge to have meetings with all the streamers and networks and studios to show them what Sora can do.
Oh, who cares? I don't care. Nobody out there cares. Load of bullshit. Moving on.
I don't think that's true about nobody out there cares. This is what Tyler Perry had this meeting, and it convinced him to not open his $800 million expansion to his studios. So that meeting that he had, whatever they showed him in that meeting, is now what's going to be shown to all the studios, all the networks. And I believe that I can say something to change your mind about it.
Go ahead.